Close your eyes and breathe. Close your eyes, breathe into your body. Be still. Be now. Be here. With your soul tribe. With your family. Breathe deeper and longer and slow. Feel your body. Feel the space around your body. Know that your body and the space are one of the same. There is no separation. Breathe in through your nose, all the way down to the pit of your stomach. And back and slow. As you're breathing into your body, your powerful, magical body. You become aware of a high frequency. Electromagnetic. Crystalline. Electric blue and fiery diamond light. Flowing in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This powerful, high frequency, electromagnetic, crystalline, electric blue and fiery diamond light flows towards your physical body and starts to swirl around the outside of you in a clockwise direction, over your head, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling. Getting brighter. And strong. Swirling around the outside of your physical body like a powerful, high frequency electromagnetic crystalline electric blue and fiery diamond tornado. You start to breathe these frequencies in. You breathe them in through your nose, up into your mind, flowing into your left brain, into your right brain. Flowing around the outside of your skull. Down. Through your head, your face, your neck, your throat. Through your shoulders, chest, and back. It flows through your spinal cord, middle back, lower back, into your buttocks, through your heart, your lungs, your ribcage. Down through every vital organ. Through your hips, your groin. It swirls through your thighs and your hamstrings. Down through your knees. Your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It moves through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrist. Into your hands, fingers, and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful light. Until the inside of your body is completely full. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. From the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind, say thank you and keep breathing as this light flows through every cell, every atom, every molecule, every fiber of your entire being. Your cells, they dance and smile, communicating with each other. Like one big happy family. Your heart expands and expands and expands. filling up your chest, expanding out past the boundaries of your physical body and into the space as the light from your own soul illuminates your environment, and the love from your own magical, mystical heart flows and dances freely. 360 degrees in all directions. And as you vibrate, you become aware of this spiralistic rainbow colored frequency flowing down from the stars, from the Alcyon Gateway, a powerful Palladian frequency, a six-dimensional light, flowing down through Mother Earth's atmosphere, down through the skies, through the roof of your space, down through your crown, and into your heart. Boom! There's an explosion of rainbow-colored frequency. Your heart bursts with joy. This frequency rapidly races through your physical body as the panther opens its heart. The Pleiadians open their hearts. The dragon opens its heart. The luminous magenta Merkaba fields, they release high frequency magnetic code. These streams of light race through the space into your heart. Boom! These energies connect with that rainbow colored Palladian light, communicating with each other, working together, creating subsets of master codes that are released into your system, deep into your cellular structure. As your heart expands and waves of rainbow-colored light flow out from your heart, 360 degrees in all directions. These waves of rainbow flow through your body, your light body, into the space around you. You feel light as the love flows, the connection to Alcyon, super strong. Those Palladian codes racing into your body, activating you. Waves of light start to flow from Mother Earth up through your body, up through your space. Your physical body vibrating and tingling, your consciousness flowing, knowing that there are no boundaries to your physicalness. You're an extension of the space. The space is an extension of you. You feel lighter and lighter. The panther looks up into your eyes, and these tiny little golden Merkaba fields flow from the panther's eyes into yours. Your eyes start to vibrate. Your two physical eyes connect with your third eye. Your third eye connects with your pituitary gland. Your pituitary gland with your higher heart. your higher heart with your hypothalamus. As your light body rises up through your shoulders, up through your crown, up into the space above your physicalness, rising higher and higher, feeling lighter, expand, ascend. As you leave your body and rise up through the space, you find yourself surrounded by thousands of tiny, microscopic, luminous pixies all around your light body. They clamber over your arms, your chest, your back, up over your head and your face, opening their little hearts, shining brightly, whispering into your consciousness. We love you. Activating you with their tiny little electromagnetic hearts. As you rise, you slow down and stop. These little pixies working on your light body. You feel this sensation moving through you. Cool and then hot. Cool and then hot. And then you realize that your light body is rising from inside your light body. A third piece of you rises up, up through your crown, up through your shoulders, out from your light body, up into the space above. You glance back down at your light body, your physical body further below. The pixies working on you, knowing you're in three spaces at the same time. It feels so natural. As you rise up and up, the panther, the dragon, they glance up at your light body and weave some chromium grids around the second part of your light body, around the pixies, holding space whilst you continue on your journey up, higher and higher. As you continue to rise, you glance over to your left-hand side, 55 meters away, vibrating in the space, is a bright electric pink and platinum portal. It starts to rotate clockwise, and it draws your consciousness towards it, magnetized. You flow through the space towards this portal, getting closer. It draws you in, rotating faster. You get within 35 meters. You feel the energy. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting, tumbling and turning, ebbing and flowing like liquid light. You look down, you've got no legs. left and right. You've got no arms. Pure frequency. Traveling through the space, faster and faster. You look around. You see lots of tiny, baby pink dolphins swimming through the space, swimming through your consciousness, releasing these Syrian healing cards. The little baby dolphins open their hearts, releasing such a gentle, misty pink light, which your consciousness absorbs and integrates with, reminding you once again of that playfulness, that joy, that love, that carefree energy. You travel faster and faster. As you flow, as you spiral, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 900 meters away, 800, 700, 600, 500, 4, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh! You fly out the other side. You look around. You see blue skies. You look down. You see a fiery blue volcano 600 meters below you, at the top of a large mountain range. This blue fiery liquid lava bubbling at the top of the mountain. You look left, you look right, as far as you can see. You see nothing but mountains. Not a cloud in the sky. You look up, you see a diamond and ruby red sun. You look down to the left, just outside the top of this volcano. You see a pyramid-shaped spacecraft vibrating, almost cloaked by the mountain itself. It's a galactic council craft, monitoring this large galactic volcano, which carries many treasures, many secrets. You look immediately left, immediately right. You see your hands, your arms. You look down. You see your legs and your feet. Your light body's back. You start to descend down towards that liquid blue fiery lava and that pyramid craft. It starts to move forwards across the top of this volcano. As you descend, the craft moves forwards. The energy from this mountain range is incredible. So strong, so solid, so powerful, balanced. The frequency of the fiery blue liquid lava at the top of the volcano seems different, a higher frequency. slightly more chaotic, slightly more feminine. As you descend, the pyramid craft, it moves towards the center. You get within 25 meters. The craft moves right underneath you and stops. You descend down towards it. The apex of this pyramid craft opens. You get within 15 meters. 10. 5. You move down through the top of the craft into a crystal white light. The top of the craft closes. The light starts to dissipate. You look to your left-hand side. You see two galactic guardians in electric blue and diamond cloaks. Their hoods are up. They turn around, staring at you. They have these interesting glasses mirrored. The beings communicate with you telepathically and let you know they're going to guide you down into the volcano. Your light body wouldn't be able to handle the frequency of the lava. The craft starts to rotate 90 degrees to the right, and then it slowly descends. You're stood on the floor of the craft. You look behind you. There are two members of the Galactic Council, playing with balls of energy, writing in the empty space, and then filing the information that they're writing on these liquid plasma tablets. Technology is incredible. They look at you, smiling, as the craft starts to move down into that liquid, fiery blue plasma light, down through the top of the volcano. The craft goes ice cold, changing its frequency, changing its molecular structure to cope with the heat of this galactic light. You go deeper and deeper into the volcano, down. The craft starts to descend a little faster. As you move down quickly through this space, descending deeper and deeper, the craft rotates another 90 degrees to the right. And then you start to descend even quicker, moving down through the volcano, deeper into this mountain range. The craft rotates another 90 degrees to the right, and you start to slow down. The craft rotates another 90 degrees. Back to your original position. The craft slows down and stops. The inside of the craft lights up, and that coolness disappears, returning to a normal temperature. As the craft lights up, these waves of code flow into your light body. The two beings behind you communicate with you telepathically, wishing good luck. The bottom of the craft opens. You start to descend down through this electromagnetic cylinder that holds space for you. As you move down into it, going deeper, descending, you look back up at the craft. The bottom closes and the craft disappears up, back through that liquid blue fiery plasma, volcanic light, You look around. You see the inside of the mountain. The lava is not in this space. As you descend down through this electromagnetic cylinder, held, falling gently. You go deeper and deeper. And then slowly, you stop. The cylinder starts to dissipate. And you feel this potent magnetic frequency all around your light body. Something's holding you in this space. You try to move, but you can't. You're stuck. You feel this calming energy move through your system. And then you look up in front of you, into the darkness. You see these gigantic, fiery blue eyes staring at you with violet irises. The eyes slowly move forwards, and you see the head of a large bird, huge. It looks like some kind of electrical blue fiery phoenix. You see its body, its wings emerging from the darkness. Its body is like a fiery blue, diamond, crystal white, and magenta. This galactic bird is huge. A wingspan of 33 meters. Its body 18 meters in length. It moves out from the darkness and presents itself, staring at you. You look over to the right, over to the left. You become aware of two more of them. These are Lyran, avian Elohim beings. Extremely powerful. Another one moves into the space behind you as you glance over your shoulder. These huge, fiery, galactic avian Elohims spread their wings. And as they spread their wings, they light up the inside of this mountain. Everything radiates this fiery crystal blue color. Shards of pink, magenta, diamond, crystal white, light up the space around you. The being in front of you stares into your eyes. Its wings spread. It reaches forward with its long neck. Its eyes stop a few meters away from you. Its head bigger than your light body. The being stares deep into your soul and asks you, do you remember? Do you remember? The being closes its eyes and you feel the inside of your mind melt. This feeling of love. It takes over your whole consciousness, your whole soul. And you remember. This is your family. This is one of your very first homes. Before any humanoids were ever created in any gardens of Eden, these large avian Elohim existed in different parts of the galaxy. You feel the love in your heart melting you into this space. The being leans in even more and places its large forehead against yours. The connection is incredible. The inside of your mind lights up. The being wraps its large wings around you and hugs you like its child, whispering once again, "Do you remember? Can you feel it?" As the love in your heart overwhelms you, flooding your consciousness with truth, with light, with kindness, with presence, with joy. Your whole life, body, feels like it's melting as this being opens its heart. You feel your consciousness flowing into the heart of this large Lyran avian Elohim being. Your consciousness melts and becomes the heart of this fiery blue avian, like a cross between a dragon and a phoenix, something completely different. Your consciousness expands through the heart, through the body, through the wings, through the neck, the head, the face, the tail, the talons. Your consciousness completely alchemizes into this being, and this remembering unfolds. The other three birds, the other three avians, they stare at you in your original Lyran avian Elohim form. So much respect. This bird was you all along. Now you are remembering the magnitude of your own divinity. The other three galactic avians open their hearts, and this beautiful Lyran avian Elohim frequency streams out from their heart through the space and into yours. Boom! There's a huge explosion of fiery liquid blue plasma. It streams through your wings, through your body, through your tail, vibrating. Just be in this space. Surrender. Be the love that you are. Pure acceptance of your own magnificence, your own beauty, your own intelligence. These beings whisper into your consciousness, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming home." Thank you for purifying your own soul, doing all the work to heal, to expand, to truly remember, because very few do. As you vibrate in this space, they open their hearts even wider, and the level of love amplifies. This overwhelming joy, passion, ecstasy. These emotions blending into one alchemical concoction. It feels liberating. Just be here in this space. Be here in this space and surrender. Trust. Be. Let go. They open their hearts wider. You remember these frequencies, these tones, this language. Reverberating through your soul fabric. Reminding that you are music, frequency, vibration. And this music, this frequency, this vibration can manifest into any form. Limitations do not exist in these higher frequency bands.
Shiatumataki. Tariato Shiamatariato Muriki Shiariamater Tiariana Shiriwatakuana Kiari Siamotokuatetai Shukumatakiana Shiariana Kari Turiamatariato Tariemo Shariyama Serekari Mutukiria Seka Una Riana Shiatomato.
These beings open their hearts wider, and the whole mountain lights up. The mountain itself turns to this fiery liquid plasma light, and streams of energy flow out from the mountain through your body, through your wings, through your consciousness. Just be. Surrender. Let go. As you activate, as you heal, reconnecting, your whole body gets lighter and brighter. And you feel like you're turning to this liquid blue fiery plasma light. Your wings are burning. Your body is burning, becoming this fiery plasma, full of code, full of geometry, full of magic. All you experience is love, knowing that nothing else really exists. It's all love. Everything else is a substandard choice. When we can choose this feeling, this experience, this energy, always. Tiriesha na shaya na shuma tkiye. Tiari ana shakamatari umato kiari. Shatu ana shikiya kumate. Siariana Shiatomutokia. Quiu Shakar. Quiu Ashiatomutokia. Quiu Shiariana Shariamuari. Be in this space. As you become the mountain, you become the volcano. You become all three Lyran avian Elohims. There is no separation. Nothing exists outside of you. Embrace this. Be this. You feel the heart, your own fiery plasma heart. You feel your wings, your tear. It feels incredible. The other three avians wrap their large wings around you and hug you. They love you so much. Feel this, accept this, honor this love. As you hug your galactic family back with your own supersonic wings, as they hug you, they remind you, be fierce, be love, be true. Live your human experience, thrive in your human experience, and carry the knowledge of your galactic ancestors everywhere you go. Know we are with you. Know we are inside of you. Know we love you. We will never leave you. Trust the process. They hug you and squeeze you with their fiery feathers. Your heart bursting. Ecstatic. Deeply present as they slowly unravel their wings The three of them salute you with their wings and let you know you're welcome back at any time. This is your home. Don't be a stranger. Don't leave it so long. In your avian form, you start to rotate to the left. 90 degrees, 180 degrees, and there in front of you is a huge fiery blue portal, 111 meters away. The portal itself is twice the width of your wingspan, 66 meters. The portal vibrates. You glance over your wings, your family. You shoot gratitude from your heart into theirs and then spread your wings. They vibrate. You wave your wings and you move forwards gracefully, effortlessly. You move your wings a little faster and you fly towards that portal, getting closer. 60 meters, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and whoosh! You enter that portal in your large, blue, fiery plasma form, your wings spread, gliding forwards through this portal. It feels amazing. So free as you fly through this space. Gently moving your wings, bobbing up and down, moving left and right, flying in your bird form. Ow. It feels amazing being in this body. It feels so natural being in this body. As you travel faster and faster, liberated, sovereign, immeasurable, gigantic. Traveling faster and faster. As you fly through this portal, you feel your wingspan shrinking, your body getting smaller, maintaining all of your energy, all of your frequency. As your wingspan becomes 27 meters, 24, 21, 80, 50, 12, 9 meters, maintaining all of that power, all of that energy. 6 meters, 3 meters, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 600 meters away, 500, 400, 300, 2, 1, and whoosh, You fly out the other side. You look down. You see your physical body. In this Lyran avian Elohim body. 3 meters your wingspan, vibrating up above. The panther looks up at you and salutes you, roaring and smiling. The dragon in awe. The Pleiadians, so happy, so much respect. They love you beyond measure. As you vibrate in this space, your wings, they shrink down to 2 meters. You start to descend. Your crown opens like a 1,000 petal, electric blue fiery lotus flower. Your 2 meter wingspan becomes 1.5 meters. You land gently on your crown, just looking around, observing your body, the space, the Merkabas, the beings here, loving you. Holding space for you, so you can activate on this journey. Your wingspan shrinks down a little more, and you start to descend down through your crown, through your head, your face, your neck, your throat, down into your cosmic heart. Your crown closes. Your light starts to expand. Your wings become your back and your arms, hands, fingers, bones. Your talons become your legs and your feet. Your tail becomes your spine. Your body. Your neck and throat become your neck and throat. Your head and face become your head and face. Your beak becomes your nose. This powerful avian frequency downloads into every cell in your body. The Pleiadians, the dragon, the panther, open their hearts as wide as they can, streaming recalibration codes through your body. As you start to become aware of your physicalness, the vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. We're gonna count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, open your eye. Come back into this space. And just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. 5, 4, 3. The dragon, the panther, the Pleiadians. They close down their hearts and step back. The Merkaba field stops spinning. 2. That rainbow colored light from Alcyon completes its down into your heart. 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Come back into this space. And just be. Feel your body. Feel that Lyra and Avian Elohim light in every cell in your body. Feel your heart's expansion. Love, love, love. Choose love. Every time. Love you, beautiful souls. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up.